This is Wade Brathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Russian truck drivers across the country have been organizing their largest concerted protest since 2015 against a new toll system on national highways. Clusters of transport vehicles seem prepared to block highways. U.S. and allies boycotted U.N. talks for a treaty to ban nuclear weapons supported by 120 countries. Hong Kong police have brought criminal charges against nine organizers of the 2014 pro-democracy protest. A think tank connected to the Chinese government has reported that economic progress and reform has stalled. In the wake of the parliament bombing, British government officials are demanding that Facebook give them the encryption keys to their WhatsApp messaging program. Republicans are now talking about lowering the corporate tax rate to 28% so that it is revenue neutral, which is the same proposal that they rejected from President Obama annually from 2012 to 2016. Iowa Senate sent to Governor Terry Branstad a bill passed previously by the Iowa House that outlaws minimum wage increases at the city and county level. Branstad is expected to sign it. Minimum wage increases in four Iowa counties between $10.10 and $10.75 will be rolled back to the state minimum of $7.25. Bill's passage, said Christine Owens, executive director of the National Employment Law Project, marks the first time anywhere in the U.S. that state lawmakers have actually taken away raises from workers who already received them. Kansas Republican-led legislature voted to expand Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act, a move coming just days after Republicans in Washington pulled their bill to repeal and replace the law known as Obamacare. Trump signed an executive order pulling back climate controls, curbing carbon that were part of the Paris Climate Agreement in 2015 to favor coal. Scotland's government has demanded a new vote on independence and dissatisfaction over Brexit. The global gender pay gap will not be closed for 70 years, according to the International Labor Organization. Ivory Coast in Africa has been shaken by a 180,000 worker civil servant strike, closing all public schools and curtailing hospital services. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.